Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Mike Shope
I'm not.
Yes, you and are. The Bulldog no, on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Let them work it out. All right. The Bills are done for a long time. We have done our best to make, really for your benefit, the mini camps meaningful, interesting, relevant, important even. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that's come across.
That's what we've been doing.
Well, by indulging the whole machine at all, by mentioning them, I think a little bit, yes. Yeah. I think that's actually, we'll take it, right? We'll take
sure.
Short practices and shorts, you know, well, it's something. But now we have nothing for a long time. James Cook was still there. That developing story continues to develop in that direction.
Into nothing.
Brandon Bean today said, you know, he said, it's what's the exact quote? Like, we expect him to be ready to go in Rochester, which I still think means it's kind of like, implying that he'll have a new deal by then, but not necessarily. We've spent enough time on that. As long as he's there, right?
Right.
And Sal says, and Sal will join us in an hour, Sal says that Dalton Kincaid had a good day. Have we...
Stock up!
Have we spent enough time on him?
Arrow up! What do you want me to say here? I think yes,
but I think more is... You know, mm-hmm.
More's coming.
Fair.
Sure.
Do you know who holds the Bills record for a tight end, most catches in a season?
No. It's not something I have stored away.
Even though you're wearing a Bills hat, like somebody
even though I am wearing a Bills hat today, don't. Hang on. Let me look inside the brim. No, I don't have.
Oh, what a magic trick!
I don't have a cheat sheet in there.
You take the hat off for a minute for some reason. I go and write the name inside the hat, and you just do that for some reason. You just take, or I get you to take the hat off and look. Boom! There it is.
I
didn't think of it.
The first name that came to mind as the unlikely leader all time in tight end receptions for them. If it's not Dalton Kincaid with the number he had as a rookie, isn't it him?
Yes.
Right, okay. I was going to guess like Jay Reimersma or something, but no, it's Kincaid.
Kincaid is the record holder.
Yeah.
Most catches by a tight end with the Bills. 73.
As a rookie.
And he did it as a rookie. Last year he had 44. He played three fewer games. My challenge with him is more one thing than anything else. And that is, I just don't see the path in this lineup, on this team, for him to do better than that. I think, and part of what Sal tweeted about Kincaid today was like red zone. I think that might mean everything when it comes to him.
Mm-hmm.
But with Shakir, the player he is, and Knox still very, I want to say, relevant to their offense, I don't know where that leaves Kincaid. And I want to not just get like reflex back to the draft pick itself for this. Those two guys, though, were on the team already. And they were optimistic about Shakir. They didn't know he would be as good maybe as he has turned out to be. But they could have known that. And Knox was already under contract. So I think it still can be, maybe it always will be, debated. Like the idea of Kincaid as a draft pick. But they've changed, you know, styles pretty significantly since they did that. And I think it just kind of leaves him capped, if not dusted, I want to say. I think to justify what the pick was, he's going to need to be more than he's been. And I just don't really see that happening unless it happens after one of Knox or Shakir are gone. And Shakir's not going anywhere.
Shakir's not going anywhere. Knox, I mean, maybe after this year, that's a conversation worth having. I mean, it might depend a lot on how the year looks. But that would leave you without a starting caliber tight end that is actually a tight end. Like, Kincaid has not been. And, you know, we'll see. The talk was, you know, when the offseason began and being sort of, I think, scolded himself today in talking about Kincaid's, and maybe he was a little too harsh about talking about his durability concerns and you know, getting stronger to handle the rigors of the league.
He said that today?
He said, I think maybe I don't know the exact quote, but it's basically what I just said.
He said that to Tyler Dunn.
Okay.
Whenever that, like the week of the draft, he said the same thing.
Oh, okay.
He said he wished he had reworded, you know, that.
Yeah, well, he reiterated that today then. But the point is, you know, depending on how much transformation there can be from one off season to the next in Kincaid becoming more of a blocker, maybe that is a pathway for him to be on the field more and being used in two tight end sets if they can sell the idea of him as a blocker and then spring him as a receiver. Like, that's I think that was the idea behind the draft pick in the first place. But the problem was nobody really, I think, has taken him seriously as a blocker. Like, he's there, you're expecting him to run a pattern and catch the ball. You know, perhaps, anyway. It's not like he's some target hog, like you're saying already. But
I think he might have been, we have Scott Barrett tomorrow. Scott will know this. I think he might have been second in the league among tight ends in targets per route run.
Yes, he rated very highly in that metric.
Okay, so when he is running routes, he gets the ball enough. It's not like the Bills are not, for in that one way.
Right.
When he is running a route down the field, he gets the ball.
When they use him, they use him.
More than his share of times.
If that makes sense. You know, like, you know what I mean by use.
He didn't catch many of those, enough of those passes.
Right. But the off target was a big problem. At least 10 air yards or more was really tough, the success rate on that. But anyway, I'm just saying, like, if they wanted to move on from Knox, they would need a starting caliber tight end, unless Kincaid can become that or prove to them that he can be reliable in that way. So I don't know where that is going to leave you. I do think you hit on it right at the start there, talking about Sal commenting about the touchdowns in the red zone. Because I think it does. It's only 2 years, and there were injuries last year. And this point about him getting targets, like getting the ball thrown to him when he runs routes, is important. But even with all that you could, I think, interpret as trending positively, I don't think you're going to get to, you know, some number of catches that makes you go, wow, look at that. It's got to be touchdowns. 60 catches, but 8 touchdowns. Okay. You know, I think I've got something here. But 2 touchdowns a year with your usage being kind of hard to really bank on, I think is a tough way to go. So it's got to be red zone, I think. And maybe it can be. But yeah, I'm not optimistic about them finding. I mean, if the mantra is going to continue to be everybody eats, then they're not of the mind to be featuring someone. And so I doubt that they're going to do that with him. And so where does that leave you? You know, I think it leaves you wondering about what it's all worth, really.
Well, the thing about this is tricky because ultimately it becomes like an analysis of him. In a year, it's a question of the fifth-year option, right? After his third year in the league, then we'll have that conversation about whether he's worth keeping even for the one more year, let alone like an extension. I mean, that could happen too. But there'll be that conversation. And when I think you sit down to assess his value, well, so far I'm not getting really the quote seam stretcher. I'm not getting really anybody that can really hold up in line. I'm not getting touchdowns. What am I really getting? I think the touchdown part, the first part, like I don't want to completely just absolve Kincaid of any responsibility in his own performance. I mean, I would never want to do that. But the seam stretcher part is so limited by what their offense is. I mean, they've run the ball more. Shakir exists. Like they really just haven't. They frankly didn't need that last year. If you want to point to the last play of the season, I mean, you could. That was a tough play, I think. But still, that was down the field to him, and he didn't catch it. So I think you have. Let's say this is like in a courtroom, and you're Kincaid. Like, look, I can't be the player I was drafted to be, or I think is maybe my strength, because of the offense I'm in and the players around me. And also, I think the touchdown piece is really tough because the Bills just do not need pass catchers in the red zone, in the end zone. Like, they just have not. Allen's just going to do it.
They're so good at getting in there other ways. Yeah, Cook and Allen, right.
He's just going to do it. So why do they need anybody to become like a red zone target exactly? Maybe Mark Andrews was more that even like a few years ago for Lamar Jackson. There are maybe better examples.
Well, the red zone is bigger. Like, you know, goal to go is certainly a running back or a quarterback, you know, running the ball. And not that they don't run it in the red zone, but where I think you're looking, when I see, I'm thinking like, you know, third and goal at the 9 or, first and 10 at the 19. Like, those are plays that, you know, that is the red zone, and you should, you know, be able to count on a matchup there on, you know, whatever. If it's a safety, it's a size problem. If it's a linebacker, it's a speed problem. You know, get that going. That's where I think it has to come. Like, you get close to the goal line, and I'm just not expecting that to be, you know, I'm not expecting him to get, like, you know, short touchdown receptions. Short, you know, in finger quotes.
Well, right. Like, that
5 yards and under. But
that hasn't happened yet. He doesn't have a touchdown catch of 5 yards or less in his career. He has one of 6. That was the Jacksonville Monday night game, and that's a broken play. And Allen is rolling to the right, makes a typical, amazing Allen athletic play, and Kincaid makes a good catch, even maybe a very good catch, at the back of the end zone there. He's got a 6-yard, I'm not going in chronological order, he's got a 6-yard touchdown catch, he's got a 12-yard touchdown catch in Seattle. His rookie year, he had 2 touchdown receptions, each of 22 yards in night games, by the way. He seems to be better in night games by this Bulldog.
Okay.
Jacksonville, Tampa, Denver.
Give me more night games.
He
also had maybe the play you're looking for the most to be like the blueprint for him in that Pittsburgh playoff game.
Right, and that's 29.
Right.
So, like, you're getting those. You've gotten a few of those. You've got a few of those from all kinds of different tight ends over the years, though, right? Like,
right.
Most teams are going to give – guys are going to give you a few plays like that over the season. And then you end up, you know, if you choose to, back at the pick in the first place. And really, That doesn't really help much. What that, if anything, is good for is the decision in the end about what to do with him because of money, mm-hmm. you know, first round pick.
Yeah, value. The time to judge that is when they decide on the fifth year option and or a contract extension or, you know, say no to all of that. What were we doing here exactly?
Well, what are the odds right now of what'll happen? Boy. I think right now I would bet that he does get the fifth year.
Yeah.
Because I think it would have to go worse than it's gone for him to not. I think if they're the same team, even if they win, like if they're a top team again next offseason and he gives them what he gives them, has been giving them, I think they would do it.
I think if it's like last year and there's injuries again after an offseason that began, as much as Bean wanted to run away from it, a week after or even today, the point about his durability is still a strong one. It tells you the organization at least is expecting some effort and obviously some kind of transformation if you are going to be a featured player here. So if he has problems with his legs again, this or anything else for that matter, I think that might weigh as heavily against a future, a long-term future, as anything. As much as you can, like it's year two and you go, well, tough break with the injuries. Hopefully you can stay healthy because you did have at least a good rookie year with a lot of catches, still not a lot of touchdowns, but you came through it. I think he had reason to be optimistic about him at this time last year to build on what happened in his rookie year. But if you have an uneven year and there's health problems, that would be a big thing to me about taking the fifth year option. Because I think you'd have reason to be worried. Especially if it's a reoccurrence of whatever the name of that thing you found out about the knee was. I forget what it's called.
Morel Lavallee lesion.
Okay.
That might be close. I just think of a lava lamp because Pat Corain pointed this out on ADP Chasing and he mentioned he's got a lava lamp in his knee. And then one of our producers made a graphic out of it. And so I feel like it's a lava lamp.
Okay.
But I know it isn't a lava lamp.
Right.
Which, by the way, those are young guys. And like they all, oh, yeah, sure. We love lava lamps.
Kind of kitschy.
Is it? Are lava lamps back?
I don't know. We thought it was pretty cool. Like the first apartment I ever had. Someone brought one in, and wow, this is cool. This is like, you know, we're the mod squad or something. I don't know what the hell we were thinking. We were, 20 and, drinking 18 packs of whatever beer was $3.99. I don't know that they ever went out.
Okay. They've hung on.
Yeah.
To cultural relevance. Just like Kincaid is, kind of doing, even though it's only 2 years versus like 50. Well, he's an interesting one. They all are. I mean, pick your favorite. On any given day, we're talking about one of them. Morning today, it was Coleman. Like, what's a good year for Coleman? What's a good year for Kincaid? Is the rookie year a good year for Kincaid? That was 73 for 673 and 2. On 91 targets. Is that good?
Very high. That catch rate, it's very hard for me to not at least say it was good. But I don't think I want to go much. I don't think I want to vary in there. And I don't know that I even want a great. It was good. Okay.
It was fine.
Like I said a few minutes ago, I would sacrifice, 10 of those catches for more touchdowns. I would think the Bills would too. Although they might tell you it doesn't matter who scores, as long as the offense, scores their points.
They did score like 60 touchdowns, right? I mean, that it's going to be tough to do better than that.
Yeah.
And who is he taking them from?
Right.
Amari Cooper didn't score touchdowns. Mac Hollins had 5. If Kincaid goes to, what do you want, 6 or 7?
You're taking him from some combination of Cook and Allen.
Allen and Cook, right, from rushing touchdowns. Yep. And it's really like, forget the draft status, forget the fifth-year option, forget everything. Is that worth even bothering to try to do? What's the play? You want 3rd and 9 or 3rd and 7 or 3rd and 6, whatever. Like, what would be traditionally almost always a passing down.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want the Bills to do on that play?
Find the guy that's automatic and go to him. And I don't know who that is.
Allen runs for four, and then he runs it in on fourth and two, I think is what I would recommend. Because they have not been, I don't want to say like this is an Allen problem, but they just have not been really ever. I mean, was Diggs this? Was he an exception to this? Where I guess I want to see numbers, like Allen versus the league on, you know.
Red zone touchdowns.
Yeah, passes to the end zone, I think, right. I would want.
Yeah.
From inside the 10 or just passes to the end zone in general, is he above league average completion percentage? I don't know.
And even attempts. I'd be curious about attempts, period, because of how effective, at least the last year and a half, they've been running the ball so well.
Who is the only Bills tight end ever to have at least three seasons that rank in the top 10 in receptions for a Bills tight end? Who's the only name on here three times in the top 10?
I'm going back to the Jay Reimers-Mowell. No, it's not him.
It's not him. I don't think that's a bad guess.
Reuben Gant?
It's not Reuben Gant.
It
can't be Kincaid because he's had 2 years.
Right. Scott Chandler.
It is Charles Clay.
Oh. A player that I absolutely 100% completely forget every time was on the Bills when we talk about Bills tight ends. I just never think to say his name.
I think that is a good topic, but what would it sound like? Who's a player you never remember?
Yeah, that's tough. He's nobody's calling.
I can't remember him. I don't know.
Yeah.
I really can't tell you.
Yeah. I think he wore a number.
I think he was out of the Big 12.
Yeah, right. Feeling. You're going to give us clues and ask us to help you identify this player you
guys,
can't remember.
Hey, how's it going, guys? There's a guy. Remember this guy, that one guy?
Yeah.
Who, there was the one play.
I think it was against Washington.
I think it was against. I know I was at the game.
Right.
Yeah, that would be tough.
I think it was either last year or Allen's rookie year. I can't remember which. We're out. Thanks.
I am never able to remember all the receivers at one time. Yesterday it was Palmer, I forgot.
Right.
Other times it's usually Samuel. If it's anybody, it's gonna be Samuel. So I forget about him. And I don't know, like, I'm not going to forget about Elijah Moore for a while. That has my attention.
Mm-hmm.
I think Palmer included, Samuel included for sure. All these receiver signings, Coleman as a draft pick, even maybe Kincaid, all these guys that they've brought in have just left a little bit too much to be desired. The core.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes. When talking about them, it's fragmented. It's fractured. Like, it's not, you have people that like, no, I don't think so. Where's the evidence? What kind of role is he going to have? Like, that was a Coleman thing. Are they going to use him maybe the best way possible? Kincaid, et cetera, et cetera. I feel like with Moore, there's enough to bet on with him. As long as he gets a real shot. And that's up to the Bills to, you know, make a call on. Like, because he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to be more than other receivers they've just tried out, basically. But I guess he's got to show the minicamp's over. He had some chance to show at minicamp, then into training camp and probably the preseason, that he really is somebody that just has not had the right opportunity yet. And if that's it, then that could be a huge find. But I don't know if the Bills really are thinking of him that way. You know, when I ask people about the pecking order, he gets mentioned, but it's not like he has to be at or near the top of the list. So he's another one to have fun pondering, Elijah Moore. 803-0550 for your calls. Yesterday, we had a few different Bills things. I'm not sure anybody called in, but we had the point about being favored in every game and just like the magnitude of that. I've got the spreads of every game this year in front of me. And I still want to be able to like really dig in on those and eventually be able to bet on those based on what I think might change between now and when the game is. So that'll be fun for some of us. Also, the topic about expectations that we spent some time on in the 5 o'clock hour yesterday, just trying to live with, you know, it's not a bad thing. But a team that really the only kind of season we really need anymore is a championship. And
it's a tough way to live.
It's just that's a lot to ask, obviously. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Sal at 4. Brian Cozio later on the U.S. Open. This is WGR.
Jimbo's, he's a pro. He's a competitive dude. He loves to win. Yeah, of course he wants to take care of himself. Everyone does, and we love to see that. And we love to see it here as many times as we can. We know we have to fit things within the cap and the cash structure and all those things. It's great to see him. And Monday, when I first saw him here, came in for physicals and our goal meetings and stuff. Chatted with him a couple times. But no, it's good to see him, and he looks good out there. You can tell he's been working.
Brandon Bean on James Cook. Minicamp is over. Won't see the Bills again for more than a month. After that, though, you won't be able to avoid them.
So. No, and then the games will start, and that'll be so annoying. Just be one every week, and we always be talking about them. It's just so tedious.
Yes. Between now and then, do what you want with the Bills.
Right.
Detach or double down. We've had a lot of fun, I think, the last few weeks talking about, you know, all kinds of different things about them. Particular players like Cook, here Dalton Kincaid already today. You know, the perspective on the season, what the betting markets are saying, their chances, expectations, all kinds of things. And we'll surely do more of that here in the coming weeks while mixing in other pithy takes. There's hockey tonight, right?
Yes, finally. They're back at it. It's been, when did they played game two Friday. So there's been one game since last Friday.
Right. And it wasn't close.
Good job. Way to keep after it.
Let's go to CJ. Hi, CJ.
Hey, guys. I know you guys were talking on Kincaid not too long ago, and I just wanted to say I'm not worried about Kincaid. I know we always talk about the players, but with the Bills and seeing how the system was last year for the players and us not having the receivers we needed, I think Kincaid was a product of his environment, meaning the receivers not being so well to get them open, and nobody taking a safety off the top. Like, yes, you have to stop our run game and stop Josh Allen from running, but what speed elements do you have to open up his play style? And even Joe Brady, when speaking, said he puts onus on how he utilizes players when he was talking about Elijah Moore. And I also put the utilization on our offensive coordinator, just like we had to figure out how to use Shakir. We changed our OC, and now you find out, okay, he's more of a screen. He's like Pacheco, a wide receiver. He's breaking tackles all the time. And that's how I see us using our tight end in a different manner, so to speak. Let's find a different way to use him. What are your strong points? Don't just use you as a regular tight end. You're not a regular tight end. I don't want to be like Atlanta still trying to figure out how to use Kyle Pitts.
What are his strong points?
If you ask me, his strong points are it's matchups. How do you force a matchup? But like I said, we didn't have the speed last year to force that matchup. So now I believe we can force a matchup that's favorable for our tight end now.
Well, that's
the way I see it.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, but then I don't need anybody special. Like if Kyle Shanahan can get anybody open, right? Like there's McVay, one of these coaches that it almost, can I say at least almost, doesn't matter who it is, but that offense, it's just like there's always this wide open space. And that is not the Bills. And the Bills don't have, you know, at some point the question becomes, well, how do they do it then? But the Bills don't have the separators, and they don't have the scheme where guys are, you know, this is what you want for Kincaid, right? Yep. CJ, like you want other players to make it easier for him to produce, but really don't have that. And what on his own is his, like, are his strengths that can afford him that without the perfect scheme.
I think the speed part, I think, is a solid point and one worth making, and that is one way to threaten the defense. But just being able to separate, beat man coverage, you know, require help is something. So Palmer and maybe you can get to Moore here, although Samuel didn't really get a full, I don't think we got the full Samuel last year, because the speed element, you know, you're going to need your feet for that, and his feet were messed up, and I just don't think he was really himself until maybe later in the year. But can they find a way, just Palmer being here and being one of the best separators in the league last year, top 10 in that metric, does that, and with a downfield piece attached to that, does that open that up? Or does some combination of Samuel and Palmer, and maybe this is where Elijah Moore might come in, route running and speed, like maybe there's just more of a threat. I think when the Bills pivoted in October to we got to go get Amari Cooper, it was because they were getting smothered. Teams were not respecting their receivers. They didn't have to devote special attention to really anyone, including Kincaid. And so you're just sort of stuck with, I can put a man hat on a hat and go play the feud, and that's a tough way to live in the NFL. The problem becomes, to me, how much are you going to lean into creating that by design for Kincaid? Like, he's got to prove that he can win his matchup, and I think he's athletic enough. You know, in theory, when you draft that player, you're too big and physical for a DB, and you're too quick for a linebacker, so that's my edge. But you got to prove that you're worth that attention and that you're going to run these guys out there to run coverage away so that it opens up for you. The payoff's got to be worth it. And I just don't know that the Bills are of the mind at this point to feel that that's been proven yet. So,
or to bother trying to configure their offense
to establish it. So, but there are new pieces there, and maybe that's like the new wrinkle that comes this year or something. I don't know. It's part of the problem to me with the theory of every. Again, it worked. So I don't know how much of a, you only have so much. I think you're only allowed to have so much of a problem with the concept, but everybody eats almost by definition tells you everyone's going to get their turns. And I don't know, like that's hardly the way pro sports ever works. Like usually the best guy is going to be the one that you're going to draw everything up for. We know this guy can win for us, so let's make sure we give him all the help we need. Quarterback trusts him, you know, he runs good routes, he knows the offense, like all the things that need, all the boxes need to be checked. And if you're running an offense that is predicated on everybody sort of getting their turn, I just don't know how much of that you're actually going to see. I don't want to say regardless of how well the player performs, because I think at some point, you know, they would recognize like, okay, this is working. We need to find ways to do more of that. But I just don't know in their passing game what that is right now.
Ron is next. Hello, Ron.
Good afternoon, guys. I'm thinking I'd like Kincaid to use more in the red zone, basically so Allen doesn't have to keep taking these 2-3 yards, 1 yard leap into the end zone type thing. And, you know, KC figured out a way to stop Allen because Allen always seems to go to the left side. He never changed in the playoffs, and that cost us the first down or two. But still, as he's getting older, I don't want him to keep taking these beatings and stuff, you know, because eventually, you know, it might cost him. And I think, you know, getting these players the short routes into the end zone and using Kincaid, you know, would be great. And remember when he was drafted, and I don't know if it was a rumor or if it was true, Allen was super excited that we drafted him. Like, he was really, like, excited we drafted him. Like, that was his guy he wanted. But then he doesn't really seem to have been that way since he's been on the team. So that's just why I'd like to see him use more. So that's why Allen doesn't have to take such a beating anymore.
Yeah. Well, there is that. One of these days, that will have to be scaled back, I think. But I don't think the Bills, I mean, they've already sort of a little bit more than a half measure to rein Allen in a couple of years ago. Then they were 6-6 and they changed offensive coordinators. And then he ran constantly. We need to win games. I think it's been so clear how that, what the value of his running is to their chances of winning, that I bet they're not too interested, they're not too worried about containing him, self-containing him, while they still have a chance to win a championship. What happened 2 years ago was, let's just sort of, when we need it most, mm-hmm. and that just happened to be like in November.
Yeah, didn't Bean even at one point, or McDermott, I think it was Bean before a season, like, you know, October, yeah, you know, whatever, early in the year, or was that us? Did I just say that so much that I think one of them said it? I think he made a point about that.
I think he said week two once.
Yeah, okay.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then I ran with that because I feel like it's an instinct point that Allen just, you know, I'm going to get this first down and this is my best, these are my best odds.
Yeah.
And he's not wrong. They went to Washington week three 2 years ago when this was really top of mind. And he slid in that. They won the game 38-3 or something. Remember Ron Rivera kicking a field goal with a minute left? 37-3 was something like that to avoid the shutout. Congrats on that. So he slid at one point in that game, and he made a joke after the game about winning a bet because, yeah, like, right, you know, people didn't think he would slide. So that was a focal point 2 years ago. I don't know if it was last year. I just don't think it will be much of one until they can find, if this even exists, better ways to get first downs and touchdowns.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that exists.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he starts to get old. And then
that, I think, just, yeah, it happens sort of naturally, I think, is probably where we end up. Yeah, I would imagine they'll get the question because, you know, we've got more than a month here before we see them again, and training camp is long, and there's only so many storylines. So him running, him being protected, you know, does him winning the MVP, obviously his value to the team, does that, you know, set, are there any alarm bells? And you're like, at this point, I feel like McDermott mostly, I don't want to say he jokes about it, but there is a, like, I wish he'd slide. We should get out of bounds. But they're just living with it. You know, they're just because they I think recognize the value and have not, like you just said, found something else to replace it with. So I think they're just okay. I sure hope nothing goes wrong. And that's it. And I think that's going to continue until he shows some sign of needing to slow down or like he's physically slowing down because he's aging. He gets to be 32 or whatever, some age, and it's just not as effective. You know, sadly, you know, an injury could impact that timeline. You know, hope it doesn't come, but you know, it is football. So, I don't expect them to, I think they'll get the question. And I just don't expect them to ever sound like they want him to stop. At least not right now. Not going into this year. I think maybe they win one, and that's a signpost where okay, let's pull back on this. Let's try to extend this as long as we can, and maybe we pull the reins in a little bit on that. But it's still so much of it is in Allen's control while he's playing. That's why I say it almost has to happen naturally. Like he has to realize. I can't beat that guy to the edge anymore. So I'm going to stop trying to do that. I'll try to extend plays as best I can, but me, you know, hurdling linebackers, you know, at some point that's going to be unrealistic. And I doubt that his running curtails much until then.
Yeah, I guess I agree. I think that there's also the point that we've made for years predating Allen even being here that, you know, the point about quarterback injuries and how they happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he can run all he wants. But if he's going down, he's, you know, avoiding big hits, which he's, you know, mostly able to do, not always, then all the better. And just simply running is not going to get him hurt.
Right.
You think about, you know, Lamar Jackson is always in the conversation when it comes to running quarterbacks. He never gets popped. He has a way of just, you know, doing everything he can do as a runner. He also doesn't run in the red zone like Allen does. I mean, he doesn't have anywhere near the touchdowns that Allen does. And that's a lot of where that physical contact is going to happen. I got to get to the line. But Jackson's able to, like, never really take a big hit. And I think of Allen getting hit, he's in the pocket in my mind's eye. It's, you know, games against Kansas City or anybody that things converge on him. He's better than anybody in the league at getting out of that.
Yeah.
Too, like avoiding the sack there. But, you know, you see maybe once a game or so where he takes a pretty good shot in the pocket, and that's pretty hard to avoid.
Maybe the scariest looking shot I can that comes to mind when I think about him taking hits is the hit in Baltimore last year. He's rolled out to
the
his
turnover.
Left. Yeah. He's out to his left, and it just, I mean, he just gets smashed on that play.
There was a play in the COVID year against the Chargers. I don't remember if he got really hit, but it looked like he was injured. There was a play in that year where I don't know if he was grabbing his knee or what. He was like down for a minute in that. And that was like maybe one of the only uh-oh moments with him. Like he's just been able to bounce back up, you know, for...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Years in a row. I mean, really amazing. Sal will join us at 4. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here, WGR. Well, I'm not sure it's war. I'm not sure it's intentional, but it finally happened today. This mic stand, all I had to do today was touch it.
And it fell apart.
Yeah. It was. It's often like right on the brink of disassemblage. Today, I just sort of, maybe somebody is now like sort of on the case, me with the chairs, getting it just to that last turn where if I touch it at all, it's just going to break. Like, it's a Jenga game happening with this thing. Intentionally or not, it's a Jenga game. It took me a while to rebuild it, too.
This all happened before I got here?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it didn't take me that long.
A while. Yeah, I mean, wow.
A few minutes.
I would be surprised if it's a bit. I told you. You did watch the video clips of their show. You watch a 2-minute clip of their show, and Jeremy touches that thing 8 times. He's out on the boat. And he's in an inner tube off the boat, and there's a rope, and that is his rope. He just keeps fiddling with it.
Well,
I'm glad it's functional. Mine's steady as she goes. I don't think Joe ever touches this thing.
No, I don't need to be touching it, but I have to make sure it doesn't fall apart.
Right.
For that reason, I do need to be touching it.
Yeah.
U.S. Open, J.J. Spaun is the leader, -4, no bogeys. I came to really like this player at the Players when I was sick, and I watched like the whole weekend. And he lost in a playoff to McIlroy, but I thought he was like really, really tough, and was excited to watch him today. Today he just made everything. Like, he was not always in the perfect spot, but he made everything. No bogeys. Listening in the car to the PGA Tour radio station today, I don't know the guy's full name. His first name is Fred. One of the announcers named Fred, like your dog. His name is Fred, and he introed a segment saying something like, J.J. Spaun, 4-under in the lead at the U.S. Open. Who had that on their bingo card? Guy's 25th in the world. He's been top 6, I believe, 4 times this year. This is not the dentist from Pittsburgh leading the U.S. Open, all right? So watch it, Fred.
All right.
Watch it, Fred. You might have actually been able to predict that this guy would play well.
This guy's got a fan right here in you.
He has a fan in me, and he's good.
Yeah.
He hasn't won a major. It's only his second appearance in the Open. Pretty good start.
Yeah, it's the first time he didn't have to play his way into it. The other times he had to qualify. This time his career's going well enough that he made it on merit.
Yeah. So that would have been a big pick by Brian. It's, of course, only the first round. Brian made some bold picks. 3 or 4 players that were way down in the odds. His best hope right now would be, Scheffler. Scheffler is still the betting favorite, even though he's 4 or 5 back. But Sam Burns is on Team Brian, or Brian is on Team Sam Burns, -2 through 8. The only player of Brian's 10 that's under par so far. So we're all rooting for that, right?
Yep.
Scheffler, though, I asked you a few minutes ago, when he was 6 off the lead, if he's the betting favorite. He was by a lot.
Yeah.
Spawn is second, way back.
Yeah, like Scheffler was plus 350 and Spawn was 1,200 maybe.
Yeah.
With the lead.
With 6 ahead of him.
Yeah.
So that's how you know.
Maybe it was 5. I think it was 5 by the time I looked. He made a putt just as I went to look. So, but either way, it still was. It says a lot.
You know, it's early.
Yep.
We will get back to the Bills. The last day of minicamp today. Sal Capaccio was there. He'll join us next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.